were tuned into Brunched Up with myself, Ms. Praise, and TK Taker. It is just 8 minutes to the hour 10 o'clock. And today for Student Portal, we are talking to Keto. We are talking about the BRICS Youth Innovation Summit 2026. So if you did not know, the purpose of BRICS Youth Innovation Summit under the theme Harnessing Youth Innovation for Sustainable Development and Global Propensity. It aims to empower the next generation of innovators to address global challenges through collaborative technology-driven solutions that promote sustainability and social equity amongst BRICS nations and the broader global South. So that's what we're talking about today on Brunched Up. And to help us understand this better is Keto Mukete. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, and how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for joining us.
No, it's lovely to be here.
Yeah, so I just did a brief summary about BRICS. Can you just explain to us further about what BRICS is, particularly BRICS Youth Summit?
Mm. Okay, the BRICS Youth Summit is a summit where youth from the BRICS countries, you know, now that we have BRICS Plus, so even the emerging countries that have joined, the youth will be joining us right here in our motherland, right here at our university, the Tshwane University on Technology. It's a summit where young people will be collaborating and seeking solutions to the emerging problems that we have in our economics. And we are focusing on sustainable projects, technological innovations, and entrepreneurship.
So, China, Brazil,
yes, we'll be having the Chinese, the Brazilians, the Russians. The Russians will be here.
Even the Indians.
We are here about innovation. Please.
Innovation,
no, they'll be here right here at our university.
So that's incredible. I mean, not only like you're saying, are they going to be in the motherland, but they'll also be here at TUT Pretoria campus. How did that happen?
When this started, TUT was the first one to host this summit right here at Pretoria campus, TB Hall, 3 years ago, because this is the fourth one. And currently, late last year, our office, the internationalization office, signed an MOU with the South African BRICS Youth Association.
Can you help us understand what an MOU is?
A Memorandum of Understanding.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
So, to foster collaborations between TUT and SEBIA, and we have signed that MOU, and this is part and parcel of what is in the MOU, the activities, the plans to empower the community and also our students. That's why we also have what we call the SABIA Student Chapter, the South African BRICS Youth Association Student Chapter, which I happen to be part of the executive last year. So our term is elapsing on this coming Friday. So it's a student chapter that students can join, where we deliberate on such matters together with our peers in our neighboring countries, our BRICS countries. We will be sending out, we have already shared on some social media platforms for students to be able to join, but we'll be sharing with our student newspaper, Bua, for our students to be able to join the SABIA student chapter.
And what does that do, like, for the university holistically? You know, getting to host such a prestigious event.
Remember, TUT is competing in the global space. So us being there, we are creating awareness and creating an image for ourselves in the international space. So we are the international. We are promoting the TUT brand out there to say we are there in the international space. In Brazil, they know our students are going to TUT in particular. So that's how it is boasting us.
Ah, awesome stuff. We are chatting to Keto Mokete about the BRICS Youth Innovation Summit, the fourth one to be exact. Yeah. That is going to be happening here at TUT. You know what we say, from TUT to the world.